This video is intended as an epilogue or, you know, a helper for the other one, but I'm keeping them separate. So why am I going to all this trouble to create a theory behind free energy that is arguable based on Ohm's law of all things? And why is that more important than coming up with a free energy device? Because if the consumer does not own it, the consumer will not demand it. This is what I learned 40 years ago with regard to food. And now, look, we can go to anywhere, Walmart, and buy organic food, vegan food. Do you know in the 70s it was very hard to find any alternatives to meat? Loma Linda, in a can, was selling seitan, gluten, as a meat substitute shaped in little patties, in a can. Can you imagine getting a meat patty out of a can? That was it. I mean, you didn't have the wide variety of choices like you do now. You've got vegan ice cream, vegan meat substitutes in the meat counter, you know, mixed with the other stuff. You got plant-based burgers, sausage links, big, huge, chunky. I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, now the consumer owns it, and now the consumer demands it. So until the consumer, because how can an inventor get a loan? How can he get investors interested if the public doesn't own the knowledge and demand it? It's not going to happen. Don't blame it on the military or the cartel or, you know, Eisenhower's farewell speech. That's true. They have an influence, but ultimately it's up to us to generate that demand. And we're very uneducated on the subject, and that's what I'm trying to do. So this is more important than coming up with a free energy circuit, because you could come up with one, but you'll be playing with it all by yourself. No one's going to be interested unless you can sell it, and you're not going to be able to sell it unless people demand it, unless people own it and believe it's possible. But they've been brainwashed to believe it's not possible. And so that's where my focus has been, is to try to understand it. And how do you explain it in the simplest way possible? I've tried to do the best job possible, and there it is. So this video links to the other, and the other links to this one. The other one gives a synopsis of how free energy works, and this one says, well, why go to all this trouble to understand it? Why don't we just make it and sell it? Because you won't be able to sell it, because nobody demands it. It's that simple. Why should a bank give a loan on something that the public feels is not worthy of consideration? They're going to think the same way everybody else does. They're not going to step outside the box and act any differently. If the public doesn't believe it's possible, why should they? Why should the bankers? You know, it doesn't matter who you blame. We're all to blame.